All right, guys. They're telling me I need to up the
energy. Who there?
I don't know, but let's just jump right into it. Rope, first 21 seconds or we lose listeners. So better do something good.
Welcome to the first 21 seconds. Story says if you don't say something interesting now, we lose viewers. What do you got?
What first got, 21 bro? Seconds, hot take. What if it wasn't for Opti's little pencil mustache, I would swear he is just a white man from the Caucasus region of Europe. That's how white he is.
Zoom
in, Opti. Zoom in. Get closer.
Yeah, look at that.
I had to share. All right. Hold on. We're starting here. Yeah. Okay. All right, Ro. We're starting here. All right. Well, I have been shaving lately because Rope made fun of me the other day. I was looking at myself in the mirror and I had the dirtiest Dirty Sanchez going. And I just like got lazy and I shaved the Dirty Sanchez. And then Rope realized that I didn't shave my pubes on my chin. And he's like, bro, pick a fucking lane. You can't do both at the same time. That's fucking disgusting. And ever since then, I look at the mirror and I'm like, dude, this Dirty Sanchez is disgusting. So I've been maintaining the 5 o'clock shadow because
that's shadow.
This is the 3 week shadow, bro. I don't grow facial hair. So I just make sure it's 1 millimeter, I think, is the correct nomenclature on my facial hair.
That's the 2 month peach fuzz right there.
Dude, literally, I could probably keep this for like, I don't know, 2 weeks and it wouldn't really change much. So like, I gotta, you know why? Look, we were just talking about this in the space. Your boy is pasty as fuck. Look at this. I'm.
And he's not talking about me.
Go outside, Opti.
I'm damn near translucent right now. I need some sun. This Texas weather is really doing a number on me. I'm basically green. My mom used to always tell me when I don't go outside, hey, mijo, you need to go outside. You're turning fucking green. I am so green right now. I'm as green as his BK background. Like, what the fuck? Anyways, our guest today is not green. He has no hue. He is everyone's favorite ginger. Well, actually, there's I don't know. There's two other ones. He might be the least favorite ginger.
That one. I prefer that one. Keep the expectations low.
Yeah, I think he might be my favorite ginger. Actually, I don't know. I might like Big Sean Harris more than you.
Yeah, you're just saying that because I'm here. We ain't got a lot in my face.
Hey, I would say Big Sean Harris was my favorite ginger if he was here. I'd probably tell Becca she was my favorite ginger, but, you know, I'd be capping. And, right. You know.
Because you're a public figure now. You have to lie for the camera. Go ahead. Go ahead. Spit it.
Spit it. I agree.
Wow. Go fuck yourself. Holy shit.
Opti's my favorite influencer.
Honestly, 2,500 sats and we show wank.
That's it?
Yeah, dude. Rope shows wank for less.
Whoa. Well, I told you that in confidence, bro. Why are you telling my shit like that? Why you gotta do me like that?
Well, you know. You know how it goes. Anyways, rumors going around, Rope, that you are not an influencer. You're a meme-fluencer. How does it feel for Opti's face pubes? Thank you. 500 sats for Opti's face pubes. Actually, why? Do we have ZBD going tonight?
I could check. I mean, it's going, but I don't know if they fixed their shit.
Dude, wow. Amazing.
Let's see.
Well, at least their ZBD overlay is working. I didn't have to change anything. Anyways, where was I before I was so rudely distracted?
Yeah, something about a meme-fluencer, I don't know.
Oh yeah. Rumor has it now that you're a meme-fluencer, not an influencer. How's it feel to rise up in the ranks and become a meme-fluencer? I think it's supposed to be derogatory. I don't get it.
Yeah, I thought doing heroin in a truck stop bathroom was rock bottom. I was wrong. This is it. I've discovered a new all-time low in my life when, you know, people only like me for memes, not who I am as a person. But that's okay. That's okay.
Well, hey, we all got to have a skill. You know, I'm an e-girl influencer. You can put funnies on pictures. It's basically like you're what's the guy's name who just got canceled again? Scott. You're the Scott Adams of highly regarded people.
Okay, I'll take that.
Comic strip creator. I think they call that.
Dilbert memes for like a month and see how it goes over.
Dildo memes. I'm pretty sure you already do that.
No, deal. Shut up. can't explain a meme properly. This motherfucker thought balcony was a stepping stool. He's on his soapbox. Clearly, he's on a balcony.
Can we give the people context, bro? Let's give the people context.
Context.
Yeah. All right.
What do you need to know? All right. All right, go ahead. Fuck it up.
Story.
Go ahead.
I'll fuck it up. I'll fuck up the story like I fuck up the memes. all right, so Rope is like, you know, he'll hit me up every once in a while. He's like, yo, he's a meme influencer. I'm an influencer now. So, you know, this is what happens when you have PP connection over here, peer-to-peer connection. And you got a good network. And he sends me memes. He's like, yo, get this one on the show. This one's hype. Like, I like this one. I'm like, bet, bro. I got you. We got it. And I'll put it on the show and I'll try to describe it, right? And everyone knows that I can hardly speak English. Apparently, I don't know my colors. I have a very limited vocabulary, and yet it is my job to speak. And I try to explain the memes, and then every single time Rope will hit my DMs like, are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck are you talking about? This is not, you're not describing these memes good. What was the one you just said? A pedestal. It's a balcony, you fucking retard.
Okay, well, first of all, you're kind of making me sound like a pre-Madonna that gets really uptight over my memes, which I do. But that's not the point. You're making me look like a little bitchy cunt right there. But that's fair.
You're a meme influencer, bro. Come on.
Okay. All right. Right. You convinced me. It was clearly on a balcony. It was a cartoon. I just don't understand how you got soapbox from that. And then like today, what was it? The Guardians of the Galaxy.
I think I said Avengers. Hey, my pop culture references are not that good unless it's like Fast Times at Ridgemont High and Dazed and Confused. And even then, I fucked it up the other day. I fucked up the Matthew McConaughey Dazed and Confused one. Yeah, it's like deer in the headlights, bro. Things come so fast at you. You're looking at lights all day.
You're so used to having to lie to the camera that, like, when you get to the part where you have to tell it, when you get to the part where you have to tell the truth, you're like, oh, how do I tell the truth? How do I describe this without lying?
Holy shit. Let's kick him off the show. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's what Jake Tapper would do. That's what Don Lemon would do. Kick me off the show. Go ahead.
Dude, Don Lemon. Oh my god. Hell yeah. Shouts out to Don Lemon, bro.
Don Opti. Opti Lemon. What are we doing? Opti Lemon.
Oh my god. Let's go. Let's see. What is this? Any rug is BK top five in special guest lectures podcast. I don't know what that means. Opti Lemon. Shouts out. I better see some Opti Lemon memes now.
I kind of like Don Opti.
Me too, dude. I am a Don. You know what? But hold on. I don't know who that is.
Let's see, Tucker Carlson. Let's see, Tucker Opti? Opti Carlson?
Opti no? Carlson. Bitcoin Kindergarten printing lately. Hey, let's go. Now, let's do Opti Carlson. Now, Tucker Fields.
Tucker Fields. I like that one. That one's not bad. That one's actually decent.
That one's pretty good. Tucker Fields.
Yeah, I like that.
Wait. We can even lean into the misogyny. Tucker Fields.
There's layers.
We've established.
Yeah.
Meta, super meta. Well, shit, Rope. It's been a minute. How you been, bro? For homeless Wine. Hold on, Wine. Can we show your face right now? We got 500 stats for homeless whiny.
All right, let's do it.
All right, we're gonna show him. He's in the spaces, boys and girls. But look at this guy. If this is not homeless wine, I don't know what is. He looks older than I am. Look at this guy. He's been through some things.
Looks like he's got plastic over that window.
We
right
don't
here.
Even have windows here. Look at this.
Yeah, I was just noticing that.
This is plastic, bro. We don't have windows here.
Let's he's go. Got a
10-gallon garbage bag over that window.
Connection? I don't.
Pablo, Mexican as fuck.
We don't LARP out here.
Yeah, we outcha. Oh, my God. Let's go.
All right, get me out of here.
All right, you can hide yourself. Those are when don'ts.
Next week, I'm shaving for the next episode.
Yeah, LARPing.
Pencil stash.
Pencil stash.
Make fun of him, not me, for once.
Dude, I'm anti-fragile.
Are you?
I don't know.
But hold on. I know this is our guest. I know we have a special guest today. But yeah. Wine, people want the update. You know, I think you're going to have to do some speaking of Wine, you're still lagging on some of our graphics.
What do you mean? You put this together like Monday, grid,
man.
No, I know, but no, we were supposed to do some more transitions. We talked about it a minute, but
dude, he's been broke. Off the grid. This is your chance, man.
I love how he says
broke. You can do the graphics.
Weineken, he says we. You notice that he says we were supposed to do some more graphics, no, but you're slipping.
I know, I said we talked about doing graphics.
Dude, this show's basically all me right now.
Yeah, I hear you talking so much, Wine.
You're the host.
Let's see you host the show, Wine. Come on. Okay, I'll mute myself.
All right, next week I'm hosting.
All right, okay, next week. Quote unquote next week.
It's gonna be our highest rated show.
Speaking of, what's that one show that you wanted me to watch? Apparently it was highly regarded.
Dude, the Wine Army is gonna be coming out strong next week when I host.
Cap, big cap. He's capping.
Yeah, look at that. Rope is on board.
Dude, yeah, I'm for sure.
Rope's trying to steal your job, bro.
No. I'm not a Mexican. I don't steal jobs, okay? We can all come together.
He earns it.
That's right. I actually have a place. Don't
lose jobs either.
Wow. That was good. That was real good. They took our jobs.
They took our jobs.
Oh my God, Rob, you cracked me up. Holy shit. Wow. Well, Wine, again, I know we have a guest here, but everyone wants to know, what's off the grid Wine doing?
Well, the last week I went up into a mountain and was camping for 5 days, and it was great. It was weird not to have internet for that long, but nature is better, more entertaining.
And
I slept a lot in a tent.
Can we get your profound thoughts that you had in the, you know, call of the wild?
Swimming in natural bodies of water is like the best thing of all time. Like, it's an instant heal. I don't know. Move your body and shit. And time here is limited.
Yeah, there we go. He sounded like Opti. At the end, enjoy your life. Our time here is limited. Life is beautiful.
Now, you know you stole that from him. Stop it, Opti. Stop it. You got those lines from him.
Host a space on Wednesday night instead of hanging out with chicks. What else?
This is true. You guys be cock-blocking hard. That's how much we love you.
You capping.
I did.
You call him Kaepernick, bro.
I did lose all my 304s last weekend, Rope Nose. But hey, we're not going to talk about that here on this show.
You sure?
Anyway.
So what's the news?
What is the news? I don't know. They want us all dead. They want us deaf, dumb, and blind.
Who's they? Bro, you've been listening to too much Simply Bitcoin.
I know. What is the news, bro? I don't know. The Kardashians did something or something. I don't know. Bro, what's pop culture news? What's what are them Jordans and those cargo pants telling you over there? What do we need to know?
Pop culture
what's
news
going down in the south.
Yeah.
I don't know about pop culture news. I just know that they're gonna be like the releasing COVID documents soon. Apparently, Senate passed a bill on that. That's the only thing of news I saw today. Really.
Ooh.
Who knows?
Ooh. Can we?
We're about to go into World War III. I mean, how doomer do you want to get?
Rope. Here's a question.
We can get as doomy as you want.
Top three people to come out of Alabama.
Okay. All right. So. The first two are going to be people that are completely made up, and then the third one's going to be real. Okay? So, Forrest Gump.
You're not allowed to be part of your family.
Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump. What's the blind bitch's name? Helen Keller. I'm pretty sure both of those people are made up. And then the third one is for sure Bo Jackson.
Oh, Bo Jackson's a goat.
Yeah, he grew up right down the street.
Is Nick Saban from Alabama?
He's from West Virginia.
West Virginia. Is Nick Saban the coach that got caught with his finger up that girl's ass, or was that a different coach?
I think that was Lane. Auburn's good. Yeah, that was probably Lane. Yeah, that's a different coach.
Penn State one.
He had a finger up a boy's ass. That's completely different. Completely different.
Now we're getting on brand here.
Okay, I got a question. I got a real, real hard-hitting question. Is it actually okay to keep it in the family in Alabama?
Not only is it okay, but it's highly encouraged. We want to keep our southern bloodlines pure down here. What are you talking about?
Let's go. Is this why you have a mullet and you look like this?
Bro, I do not have a mullet. What are you talking about? Clearly,
that's man, I don't know what it's called.
That's something like bun. That. Do I need to put it's my the, fucking hair down?
Yeah, show them the mullet.
Dude, it's not a mullet. Fuck you, dude, pencil staff boy.
You can't just do that. You can't just do that right off the bat. You got to ask for stats.
Dude, you got to learn how to be an influencer. First of all,
I'm a white man, and we don't ask for anything.
Need to influence.
Wait, can you repeat that, Rope?
Said I'm a white man. We don't ask for anything. People just give us shit.
Yeah, well, you take shit. Come on, be honest.
Well, so, I mean, when you're
an influencer,
when you're a degenerate like me, yeah, you just kick in the door and take what you want.
Kick in the dough. Why? Remember when you used to rap?
What do you mean you used to?
It's been a minute. Like, see,
he spits a bar like every week.
Even Diogenes says, Southern man.
Bun. Dude, I was singing last week.
Were you?
Sean Kingston.
Oh, yeah, you were.
Fuck you, Marty.
Holy shit. Honestly, me too. If you've seen him dressed in real life, you might reconsider. I think he's albino. I don't think he's a ginger. I think he's albino.
Might be. I might be.
I've never seen a white man wear Jordans and cargo shorts. Well, look,
just from the waist down. I'm basically Asian, so yeah. I'm very multicultural over here.
Oh my god! Holy shit! Wow, this is great. I love this. This is gonna actually be a serious question, Rope.
Okay.
The only reason you're here today is because you weren't working your double triple shift. And how has this bear market been treating you? I know you're working overtime. You're working two jobs to stack them sets. Very commendable. I think this is, I know you're not going to agree with this, but this is a shining example of being a Bitcoiner.
Yeah. Do a bunch of drugs through your whole 20s, basically alienate everyone that's ever loved you. Become a desperate loner, seek out and find friends on the internet, band together over a magical internet money substance that is debatable on its realness, and then, just make some memes and, hope to God you didn't miss the boat and that we're still going to moon in a couple of years and you can, maybe not have to work till you're 60 and die alone.
Hold on.
And maybe have a kid while you're...
I don't know.
Wow. Honestly, that's
maybe have a kid in there. Maybe have a kid in there somewhere as well.
Maybe. So last year...
What's Baroque's orange pill story?
Ooh, another serious question.
Damn, yeah, I want to hear this shit again.
How did this southern guy get into the orange con?
Okay, short version. So, who remembers the movie Zeitgeist? Anybody? Anybody?
We're all old, nobody? Yes.
Okay, cool. So I watched that movie when I was... Movies. Probably like it was a documentary. Probably watched it like 7 times from the time I was like 17 to the time I was like 20 or so. And that shit had a really like profound effect on me. Dodgy says we can share a gym mat in Bitcoin kindergarten. So yeah, basically the third part of that movie is just talking about the entire financial system and like why it's broken and it's gonna continue to boom and bust until we're all broke and like, you know, the same shit that's happening right now. And so, yeah, I got sober September 9th or September 14th, 2020. Started like getting my shit together, getting my life together. Stumbled down the meme stock craze, made a little bit of money on GameStop and AMC. And then when they started like turning the fucking buy button off so you could only sell, I just saw like the blatant manipulation. I was like, all right, fuck this. I'm out. There's no way to win in their system. You can't beat them at their own game. It's not going to happen. And then I was like on Reddit.
Wait, hold on. You're actually a GameStop dude? AMC dude?
Yeah, that's my first time I started like having money in my pocket and just laying there not blowing it all on like dope.
How did
shit.
I not know this? That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been saying for a minute, I'm surprised more of you guys didn't actually come into Bitcoin.
I'm sure there's some of us. I mean, I'm just one of them. I'm sure there's more though. But yeah, it was mainly because like I stumbled upon the Bitcoin Reddit from the like GameStop Reddit one time or Wall Street Bets, whatever. And like then I started looking into crypto. And around that time, it was like every time I would get home, I was doing floors with my brother. And every time I get home at like 4, 5, 6 p.m., I'd turn on like the daily headlines. There's like a little 2-minute like short podcast and just. It was like 2-3 weeks straight. It was like Bitcoin hits a new all-time high. Bitcoin hits a new all-time high. I was just like, what is this? So then I started falling down that rabbit hole, put like $600 in Bitcoin and only got like 0.01 or some shit. I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, I don't like this 69K? At all.
69K
yeah. So I started like getting my little, you know, basket of shit coins and blah, blah, blah. And just thinking like, all right, if I just buy these and hold, you know, I'll be able to do something in a few years. And then I watched the Mallers presentation on when El Salvador made it legal tender. And Mallers kind of like, when he read the line about, you know, how the due to the central bank just devaluing their currency and just printing, when he like put it in those terms, I was like, ah, it made me go back to that documentary I watched so many times as a kid. And it just made it all snap into place for me. And so that was like May, June. And then by come August, I was like, I got out all my shit coins and realized like, this is what is important. This is the only one that matters. Everything else is just bullshit. The same.
So what's that? 2021?
Oh yeah. Class of 21. Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah. And then, I worked for like
a testament to the Bitcoin content out there. We're doing a good job, boys and girls, to get, as Diogenes said, full on degens to understand Bitcoin.
Yeah, for sure. Like just
I didn't
like
really
LC.
Hear much other than I listened to Bitcoin Kindergarten, and that's what made me a Bitcoiner.
This is true.
I didn't even know. Yeah, yeah. We'll go with that. Yep. So all due to you guys, educated me. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. So I lurked for probably like a year, and then after watching Mallers again in April or whatever it was, May. When he was doing the whole, when he was going through all the stuff, you know, just the last conference. Like I'd been lurking here for, I had like a year, I'd have maybe like 200 followers or something. And then after watching him, like his passion, like really gets me going and like how he, you know, he just latches on. The dude's pretty cool. And so I just started like, and then coupled with watching the meme panel with like Big Sean, Phil, Greg, forgot who else. And at the end, Sean, I think Nico was up there and then Chair Force. Yeah. And then at the end, Sean was like, just make a meme, just do one. And I was just like, fuck it. I'm just going to start putting out memes. And so I just started doing it. And like they started taking off. And the rest is history. Now I have a bunch of friends that like to make fun of me fucking my sister. Like, that's not a normal thing.
Dude, what a perfect segment into rope making memes, and one being retweeted by every Bitcoin account possible and not giving you credit. You want to tell people
about that? I found the bottom piece of that meme with the skull and his hands on another meme or something. And it was probably like a Wednesday or I think it was a Thursday night. And I was like, oh, I can just screenshot that and then put that under the death door. And that'd be a decent meme, put Bitcoin on the doors. And I made it, and it was probably like 10 or 11 at night. And when I made it, I thought too long about it. I was just like, nah, it's stupid. I'm just going to go to bed. And I went to bed, woke up, went to work. It was a Friday. And so we get to leave at like noon at my day job, at my desk job, if you got all your shit done. And I had to stay a little late. I went to get some lunch. And when I came back, I just had the impulse to just send it. And I didn't even know what to put for like a header or a caption. I just stamped it, hashtag Bitcoin, and sent it out. And I started doing some work. And I checked my phone like maybe 30 minutes later, and it already had like 40 retweets and like 100 likes. I was like, oh shit. And I checked the group chat to where I sent it to, and it had like 12 fire reactions. I was like, oh shit. And then it just took off after that.
Wow. Are all your best memes the same way, where you're just like, oh, I don't know if this is good, this is probably trash, you put it out there and then it blows up?
Not always, but like it's actually kind of the opposite. Like if I feel really good about one or I really like one, 8 times out of 10, it'll just dud out. It's not going to do something. But, you know, there's a couple of times where I'm like, this is a good one, and I'll send it out and it'll go for 1,000 or 1,200 likes or something. But it's a lot of the times it's the ones where I think it's dumb, and I'm just, you know, like even Selly, me and Selly joke about this too. Like if we really like a meme and we put it out, it's not going to go off. But it's like the stupid ones. You're like, yeah, this is lame. Marty is such a fucking hater. Fuck you, Marty.
He's referencing Marty's Owl's comment. The meme was lame, to be honest. It's funny though, because I feel the same way. Like whenever I put out a tweet, I'm like, yo, this is a fire ass tweet. It gets like 4 likes, and then when I'm just like, whatever, like, fuck it, I just like say something dumb as fuck, and it blows up, and I'm just like, holy shit, like what the fuck's wrong with you people?
Exactly. It really speaks. And like me and even Yellow have talked about this, like the same thing. You know, Yellow does mainly like video memes, and he'll spend I don't know how many days on like a 1 minute, 20 second, or the full 220, and it'll be like a really fire, dope ass meme from a movie or something, and it'll get like 200 likes or something. And then he puts out the little quick clip of the watermelon thing, and that went for what, 5K or some shit. Like me and him were on a Zoom call one day laughing about that. You know, it's the TikTok brain, how, you know, they want the short consumable content, and they want to keep scrolling. They don't want to like stop and look, and you know, not always in the mood for a story or whatever. They just want to see one meme, go to the next one as quick as possible, but just doom scrolling.
Yeah, man, it's crazy out here. It's crazy out here in them streets, huh? Them Twitter streets. Are you on Nasser?
So for all the non-believers out there, did you actually make that meme rope?
I did.
It doesn't look too complicated. Like,
bro.
You just like put two figures on top of each other.
Yeah, I found that death head thing somewhere, and I was just sitting here. I just got off work from my night job, trying to figure out, you know, just how I'm going to get my next hit of dopamine. And I was like, ooh, if I put that there, and put the letters right here. And it was like literally 5 seconds to make. That's why I was like, oh, that's dumb. It's not going to work.
And yet this is what you're known for now, huh, Rope?
Got a sailor shout out, which is still kind of wild. Like my boss, who's 24, so he's about 7 years younger than me, he's one of the bosses at my day job. He's also into Bitcoin, and like he's told me stories about how he's gotten wrecked by this, that, and the other. And so now he's learned through experience, he's like, Bitcoin's the only one that's really safe. And I got into work at probably 7:30, 8, and started checking some chats, and they were all like Sean and a few other like, is Sailor following you yet? Did you catch the follow? And I hadn't checked my notifications that morning yet, and I was like, no, why the fuck would he follow me? And they sent me the tweet. I was like, that's not real. And I go to it. I was like, oh, that's real. And so I run into his office and show him, and he's like, that's not real. I was like, no, it's real.
Yeah, that's funny. That's actually hilarious.
I still get retweets like in my notifications where accounts are still retweeting that particular tweet. I guess like making scam bots or some shit, but I still get like notifications of that. And that was in August.
I'm going to retweet it again just to fuck with you right now.
No. They retweet the Sailor tweet of him saying credit to me. And yeah.
Should I retweet that one too?
Bro, do whatever you want. You're the fucking the e-girl talking head Opti Lemon, wow. Okay?
Wow, Opti Lemon. You know,
Tucker Fields.
Tucker Fields. When Opti's Inc. It's more than 500 sets. Dude, I'm not that easy of a girl.
Okay, you send 1,000 sets and I'll show my ankle. Nobody wants to see my ankle, I guarantee it.
This guy is called an entrepreneur. We'll send him the 1,000 stats. We'll make sure to send it to him.
Doubt.gif.
Show your rope.
That was probably Barry.
Oh my goodness. 500 stats to show your rope. Dude, what's that? Half a penny to go show your rope. How low can you go, bro?
Half a penny today off the Honda Civic. 10 years.
Bro, I don't even know where I left my tweezers and microphone or my magnifying glass. I'm not going to whip that out right now. It's very depressing.
Yeah. Well, what are you watching on television?
I was trying to figure out when I was going to zap some sats to you. It's the same shit. I don't know if you can see that.
Are
you watching yourself right now?
Are you watching yourself?
I keep looking up at the little. I'm looking up at the little cat in the corner. It keeps distracting me.
Yeah, let's see Inception. Incept us.
It's the cat. The cat keeps. Why are you doing this to me? All right.
I know the cat. What were we going to put there instead? Was it going to be Leota or what was it? We were going to change that. We forgot to change it.
I don't know. What should we put? Crowdsource it, Opti.
Crowdsource it. Put a poll. What should the cat
an become? Ankle.
An ankle. Oh, we lost rope. Anyway.
Something Mexican.
Ooh. A tortilla.
Matt Taco Bell version.
Matt Taco Bell. All right. Well, we do have some guests here, Wine. Or Wine. Rope. See, I can't even tell the difference between my ginger and my...
Are you talking to me?
I don't know.
What were you going to say? My what? I know what you were going to say.
I was going to say my Mexican.
Oh, okay. I thought I was going to be like your accountant or doctor, one of those types.
Close.
My producer.
Yo, hey.
The director.
Hey, yo. Okay, we got some guests here. I think they might want to ask you some things, or maybe not. Let's see. Do we start with Will or Drove? Drove was here first. Drove's got his hand
why
up.
Are you gay?
Yeah, why are you gay, Drove? Oh, man.
Yeah, it's just a homeless man without a bong today.
Oh, hello.
What's who's up?
What up, hobo? Or, I mean, Dro?
What's up?
How you been?
Life is good. God is good.
This is true.
Loving the segment tonight.
This is very true. Not to put your whole business on blast, but you did tell me in the DMs things have changed with you. How are all those changes going, bro?
Bro, life is amazing. Fucking playing outside in the dirt. I got, like, 2 avocado trees, a mango tree, papaya tree, pineapple garden, strawberry tree, and then like 10 more. I can't even think right now, but I've just been outside all day. And
let's go.
It's fucking amazing.
Hey, Wine, you thought you'd been off the grid. Our boy Joe been off the grid.
I want to hear. I want to hear about Hobo's new escapades.
Wait, he told me and not you. Let's go.
Yeah, dude.
I'm snipped.
We moved out of Miami, bro.
Where are you at?
We stayed in Florida and we just went more out of the city. You know, I'm not as far as I want to be into the Everglades, but I'm definitely
all right.
Not in the mayhem, which is a blessing. And just out here and just family life.
Are you going to be in Miami in May?
I'll be there for sure.
I'll be there. Okay.
He's going to collect his bucket hat.
3 hours away.
3 hours?
Yes, it's not too far.
Amazing. Well, Wine, we do have a request over here. Maybe Rope could actually add to the fun. Our boy Vake says, I need to hear Wine's dating tips this week. So I know you've been trying to nuke it, but it's time.
Right now, the Wine's Wednesday dating tips, weekly dose of alpha sauce. What is this week's tip, Wine?
What is this week's tip, Wine? He's been off the grid, though, so hold on. You're muted.
This week's tip is shave your beard and get yourself some real windows.
Oof. Hold on.
Yeah, listen! That's called motherfucking boy!
So to break it down, I think what he said is groom yourself and have a home. Correct, Wine?
I mean, it's pretty simple. The requirements are like pretty low these days. Just be a clean person and be a little bit normal, and I think you'll be okay.
Wow. So Wine's basically telling us he's been getting zero bitches because I mean look at him.
I think I figured out that this segment is just pranking me this whole time.
Wow, you it's started just a parody. Strong. You started very strong for a
you minute. Really did. Yeah.
I let Fuckboy get into a relationship and ever since then I don't know like I feel like my job has been done, you know?
Wow. I mean, if you can get him a girlfriend, then I guess you are doing the God's work. Vake also wants to add, Wine looks like he's an Afghanistan.
Looks like he's SEAL Team 6, SEAL Team Negative 2, SEAL Team Negative 3.
Holy shit. What's the weather like over there?
It's honestly beautiful. It's summer here, but I'm like in the south, so it's chilly at the same time. It's a beautiful place, Patagonia. Nicest, probably one of the nicest places I've ever been in the world.
Yeah, I saw the pictures you put up the other day on your profile of some water and shit. That shit looked beautiful, for real.
It's like nice blue-ass
water.
Right?
Yeah. Shit, nice.
I'm a blue-ass water seeker.
Blue-ass water seeker. Let's see if I can get this for you guys.
You got blue balls to go with it.
Yeah, man. If you guys can travel to southern Argentina, Chile, it's a whole nother paradise over here, man.
I got it for the people over here on the stream.
Look how blue that water is, dog.
Hold on.
This ain't no Alabama.
Let's full screen this.
Hey, we got blue water here, too. Chill out.
Look at this water. Look at this.
Bro, Rope got offended that there's no blue water in Alabama.
Only because like our water is what is partially what we're known for. Like Georgia has peaches, Alabama has water. It's like a thing. I'm not making this up.
Bro, that we have H2O hanging on that thing for like 6 hours.
Is this fire pit under it? Like,
yeah, there's a fire pit under it.
What is this? A cow or is this a sheep?
That's a cow, but I also had lamb.
Interesting. All right, we're moving on. The next one, narrate this next one. Oh, look at this.
Starlit view.
Starlit
dude, I get view. To see the stars every night. You know how rare that is?
That's dope.
Is this Orion's belt upside down?
No, it's right side up. I think it's right side up.
No, that's Orion's dong.
Yeah, because Orion's dong is, he's doing a handstand now.
Usually, you might be right.
Usually his dong is where your dong would be.
Well, he is in the southern hemisphere, so that might make a difference.
Might make a difference.
Can you see the Southern Cross constellation from where you are?
Why?
That's a sad question, but okay.
The Southern Cross, that's like the one star constellation you can only see from the Southern Hemisphere. That's why it's on the Australia's flag and New Zealand's flag. I don't know if you can see it or not.
I don't know about that stuff.
Wine might be an e-girl, but he is not up to date with his astronomy charts or astrology. Sorry.
I don't know my sign. Somebody asked me today what my sign is, and I told them, and then they're like, what about your rising moon? And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Wine, quit LARPing. We know that's how you get them girls. This is a dating tip for the week. Know your astrology chart so you can cap on these 304s.
Yeah, you got to use that shit against them.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What's your sign? Register. Which one's the most compatible? Yeah, that's my sign. Oh, my God. I knew it. I could tell.
Show me your boobs.
Oh, my God. You like to travel? I knew it.
I love to travel. Hold on. Anyreg says Wine is the travel influencer. You want to comment on this? Yes.
Yes, Chad.
If you guys know, then you know that Wine is low key the travel influencer. I've seen his YouTube.
Yeah, you guys can follow my YouTube page at Winicus.
Is it actually at Winicus?
Yeah, pull it up.
All right, we're pulling it up. I know this is supposed to be about rope.
This is about rope. Well, he can give like commentary. Bro, rope is flossing, man. Look at the respect we get.
Yo, flossing. What do you mean? Oh.
Bro, would you be flossing if you were on Matt O'Dell's show?
Yes. Yes.
Good. Ken, I don't think you guys can hear this audio. But look at this. You guys seeing this?
Wait. You don't need audio.
You guys seeing this? Look at Wine. Wine's an influencer. Look at this guy. Sights and sounds of anything. Peru. Oh, wait. Hold on.
I don't see it.
I didn't pull it up.
There you go. Good job.
Sights and sounds of Peru. Look at Winicus. Look at this guy.
Just some cool stuff.
It doesn't look that bad.
It looks terrible on the screen. It's like glitchy.
Is it glitchy? I mean,
it's just a third world country. It's no big deal. It's fine.
Third world internet.
Yeah, on the way to Machu Picchu. No big deal.
There's llamas. No big deal.
Just an alpaca.
I love how they put the pride flag on the alpaca. That was funny.
It's actually like the Incan Cusco flag that the gays stole from them.
Really?
Wow. So the Incans were gay.
We need to take the rainbow back for the Incan people.
Dude, cultural appropriation.
Seriously.
Wait. Anyreg says he follows your TikTok. You have a TikTok?
Whoa. Whoa. Doxed.
Look, hey, yeah, T-Price gets it, though. Learn that stuff, a.k.a. astrology, to get chicks. Be an astrologer. That motherfucker's spitting. All right,
Yeah, listen, that's called motherfucking bars.
Enough Wine influencers. Let's see. Did I actually prepare some? Oh, I did prepare one question. One question for Ro.
Wow, you prepared?
Yes, I prepared. Actually,
this show is going downhill.
I know. I prepared one question. It came to me this morning while I had a headache because of my sinuses. I had to say that again. All right. So the question that I have for you is, did the highly regarded life find you, or have you always been this highly regarded?
Bro, I used to shoot heroin into my dick. What do you think? The fuck? Yeah, I've been pretty stupid my whole life, bro. Yeah. Oh, that was a question, bro? That was nice.
I have a follow-up question. Yeah. Go on. Is heroin on your dick the best form of taking it?
It doesn't matter where you shoot it up at. It was just, I fucked up the veins in my arms and my feet so bad that I couldn't get the syringe in there. And, you know, one day I was taking a shower and I noticed, like, hey, that's a nice looking vein on the side of my dick right there.
Oh my God.
Oh. I was extremely proud of my penis in that moment. First time ever.
I am following this up with a couple questions. First and foremost, how long did it take for your veins on your arms, your track marks on your arms, to clear up? Are they?
Yeah, they're pretty much cleared up. Yeah, they're pretty much cleared up. I mean, if you know what to look for, you can see like little spots, but yeah, they're not like super scabbed like some people. I mean, I was only injecting for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. Most of the time when people have those ones that are like just permanently, they've been doing it for like decades.
Oh, really? So you can heal up. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Next question. First, before we get to this question, Andy Reich says, congrats on being a clean Bitcoiner, rope. Thank you. Okay. And the next question is, do you still have track marks on your peepee?
No, thank God. No.
Dude, as you can tell, I'm a professional interviewer now.
Settle down.
Nah. Shoot up penis at 100K rope?
Ooh, depends on what we're shooting up, but I'll consider it.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yo. Wow. You know,
hear about this drink?
Yeah.
What's your ideal 100K party look like?
Oh my God. The ideal. You ever seen The Wolf of Wall Street?
With the midgets.
That entire movie. If you like, pretty much that, like, that whole movie, if we could do that in probably like 48 hours, you know, start out in a penthouse in like Las Vegas, lots of methamphetamines, lots of really expensive hookers. Maybe go over to like New York, get some really good food, more methamphetamines, more expensive hookers. Maybe go down a boat, like a yacht, a big one. Shoot over to like the Mediterranean coast, more cocaine, more expensive hookers. And yeah, something like that.
Honestly, sounds like a great 100K party.
I know you love that question.
Which one? When does this show end? Honestly, probably sooner than later. It might never come back.
Nah, I seen shit.
What's Opti's 100K party looking like?
Honestly, not too different from what Rope just described.
You have to host Bitcoin Kindergarten at 100K. I mean, that's where all the highly people finally.
That sounds like a pretty not so fun 100K party, I'll tell you.
And we can do the Bitcoin Kindergarten after party when we crash back down to like
65K.
We can
do the 100K party.
Crackhead hour for real.
The one that doesn't ever get recorded or uploaded because I am so bad at uploading during the fun that I don't sync the audio or the video. And so it just never gets uploaded. Yeah, you know that one? That one was awesome. If you know, you know. Anyways, we got a great comment here. Oops, wrong one. Great comment here by Diogenes the Great. Bitcoin helping you stop shooting smack into your junk since 2009. Let's go.
Bro, Satoshi would have known what he was about to do when releasing that white paper.
Dude, changing people's lives with the white paper.
This is going to save all those poor whites from shooting drugs into their genitalia. Let me go solve the Byzantine general problem.
Oh, he released the white paper. He released the white paper and he said, there's a little kid in Alabama I'm saving right now.
A little baby rope.
That's right.
That didn't sound so good. Little baby rope I'm saving. All right. Tucson Bitcoin says Opti is doing gay to 100K. So 100K party is where he stops being gay. Okay. I got you. I got you. We're going to string them together. Wait, wrong one. I don't even have it here.
Get it together, man.
Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
I am building.
Oh, wrong one. Vate gets it. Hold on, Rope. Vate gets it. 100K D-Gen weekend in Vegas. Sounds lit.
Bro, that sounds like so much fun. For realsies.
All right, so what's your time frame? Win 100K, Rope, because we all know you're a TA influencer. You're not just a meme influencer, you're a TA influencer.
Bro, I've never been gay in my life. Chill out with that.
Oh, wait, hold on. Do that face again. The fuck? Oh, man. Tucson, Vegas is less. Oh, man. Okay. I think. All right, Wine. I think we've gotten. Actually, do we do culminations of tips for Ink if they make it to 2500?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Look, there you go. You got some Ink right here.
Wow. You want to see my. That's my normal one right there. If I come over here to this one, this is the one that I, if I can get the camera right, if I broke right here and get the camera right, this is kind of hard doing it like this.
Horizontal view.
Ah!
Can't see it, bro. Couldn't see it.
Hold on. My big ass phone.
This looks like a really bad OnlyFans.
Yeah, this is getting dirty.
Yeah, gnarly.
Yeah, that's the one I broke right there.
Still can barely see it, but it does look like a really bad OnlyFans.
Yeah, such is life.
Tucson, what is happening? We're showing wank.
Showing my crack house apartment that I live in.
Dude, stay humble, stack anks.
Stay humble, stack anks.
This motherfucker gets it. Blocked it and reported. Oh, man. Well, shit, Wine. We've already been here for 52 minutes. Look at this. How the time passes. Is there anything, Rope, that you want to say to our illustrious audience out there?
I don't know. Just get outside.
Oh, stop. Yeah, actually, I really like that advice. It was actually, you dropped some wisdom the other day.
Such a simple thing.
Honestly, yeah, you're on the computer so much.
Yeah, no, I think, like, I'll say the same thing I said, like, in my little bear market diaries, the pirate asked me to do. Like, stop obsessing over Bitcoin to the point where that's, like, all you fucking think about. Like, get outside. There's more to life than magic internet money. And if there's not for you, you're gonna have a very sad, boring life. Chances are you probably already do, and the sad part is you might not even know it. Like, there's a lot of good stuff outside.
Dude, this is like, you know how we give Wine's dating tips? We're going to have to give Rope's life tips. Junkie life tips.
Yeah. All suffering is rooted in our refusal to accept our circumstances for exactly as they are.
Wow. The Heroin Dharma Diaries.
Repeat that one, Rope.
All suffering is rooted in our refusal to accept our circumstances as exactly as they are.
Did you learn that in AA?
I actually learned that one in Dharma. I mean, it's the same thing, kind of, but I've been doing like shit. I've been running through the Buddhist shit here lately. I've been slacking on it a little bit, to be honest. But yeah, I've been running like the Buddhist side of like AA, just because I already did like that, the AA side, and so I just wanted to try something else, see what it was about. And it's got some bangers in there.
Wait, there's a Buddhist side of AA?
Yeah, it's basically the same, but it's different in a couple of key ways.
The more you know.
Yeah, you don't want to hear about that. That's boring.
The more you know. Honestly, though, there is a lot of wisdom. See, people spend 54 minutes here to get one 10-second soundbite of wisdom, and Rope dropped it on you today.
That we could promise every week.
That 10 we can seconds. Promise. Just 10 seconds of wisdom, 10 seconds of signal.
I've got a dating tip. I've got a dating tip that's been working for me lately. I've been on a little bit of a hot streak right here, and I've noticed when you microdose the misogyny, it gets them going.
Hey, okay, what's a microdose though?
So it's kind of been the same situation, like organically, like every time of this last like little lineup of mine. And what eventually, you know, you start talking about like how shitty the world is and like how everything is like spinning out of control. And me, I just say the first thing that comes to my mind often. And I was like, yeah, I know. Ever since we started letting women vote, it's just been pure shit. And they give you that like frustrated, like giggle, but it turns them on.
Yo, are you doubling down on what is it? Repeal the 19th?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm going to go with that one next time. They're going to be like, what's the 19th? Like, exactly, bitch.
Like, wait, like, what's the 19th? Like, what do you mean, rope? Like,
you want slaves again? What is that?
What are you talking about? Like, what? Wait, were you just acknowledging the patriarchy? Like, before we go, honestly, that's legitimately a good dating tip. That's a good tip. Shouts out to Tucson. He goes, buy Bitcoin so Opti can stop being gay and fuck the Benz.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Opti didn't choose the gay life. The gay life chose Opti. It doesn't matter how much Bitcoin you buy.
Hey, it's Valhalla or sucking dick in the back alley. You guys know this.
You're right. It's something you're familiar with.
And as you can tell, I'm not in Valhalla yet. Oh, my shit. Let's go. Oh, man. Amazing. Amazing. All right. Let's see. Oh, wow. Tucson with a rebuttal. Hey, women who don't vote are smarter than men that do.
I'd say so. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's called motherfucking boy.
Oh, wow. We have, dude, look at this. Rope sparking Dharma hour on BK. Diogenes the Great. A man will do anything, no matter how absurd, to avoid facing his own soul. Oof.
Facts. Like shooting heroin into their dick.
Oh shit. All right, I'm reminded of a question.
We have the best guests.
Dude, we have the best show, period.
Yeah, this is the best show.
This is the best show. I actually kind
of This is the bottom of the rabbit hole, Opti.
This is literally the bottom of the rabbit hole. This is rock bottom of the rabbit hole.
This is bottom of the funnel, rabbit hole, all of it.
Rock bottom. Rock bottom. All right, hold on. We got a few guests here. Before we roll out, let's see if they have any comments, two sides, questions for our illustrious guest. Let's start with Will. Will, I heard you try to chime in a few times. I know you're probably just trying to make some jokes, but was good.
Yeah, well, I missed the part where like did Bitcoin actually get you to stop shooting heroin, or was that I missed that part.
Yeah, we have a few heroin dick questions for you, Rope. So first one was, Will, you want to answer that one?
Was it actually Bitcoin that made me? I stopped shooting heroin before I even really like understood, before I even no shooting heroin was a prerequisite to be able to commit to buying and holding and like putting money to the side and not going. Because my plan at the time when I got sober, I was going to buy this and I was going to get this and I was going to fix my car up and do this and this and this and that and the other. But once I started looking into like all the values of like Bitcoin, you know, low tide preference, blah, 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 so on and so on, it was a very easy adjustment to be like, no, I'd rather just defer the joy now, because that's all I've been doing for the last 10 years is just chasing a high that, you know, it was pointless. Why do I want to continue doing the same exact behavior but with material possessions when I could really try to build something for me and my kid and put delay that gratification? So, no, Bitcoin didn't help me stop. But I will say on the other side of that, coming here and like being able to like make friends with like legitimately the funniest people I know. Like, there's not a day that goes by where there's not something that happens where I'm just on the ground laughing because of, you know, the people here. So that definitely like is an added factor to like want to continue doing the same things I'm doing now. You know, obviously I have, you know, a kid and this, that, and other things in my personal life that, you know, give me that motivation to stay clean. But the, you know, Bitcoin, magic internet money is dope as fuck. But if it wasn't for the people that I currently get to call like my friends and my homies, like it wouldn't be as fun.
Again, you guys stay an hour for some pure signal. I had one more question, and then we have a question in the chat. You know, we're on a mission to orange pill the world, Rope. How do we better get the Bitcoin message to junkies?
Bro, if I knew that, I would just start my own token, Winicus Coin, and we'd be rich.
Let's go. We have a platform where you can
Winicus Coin already exists.
Yeah, we show it every day on BK.
Okay, Opti Lemon Coin,
and then just like put my face on Don Lemon overlaid. All right, one more question.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it as soon as I get off this lead.
Fuck you. Let's go. Actually, Rope sent me a DM and we never dropped it. He sent me a meme, and it was like Opti in the middle of the bell curve as a midwit. And Rope's like, "Are you gonna sned it?" And I'm like, "No, you sned it. It's way more fun when you make fun of me." And we never sneded it. So hey, there's some.
Yeah, show it. There. Show it if you want to. You don't have to.
I don't have my DM on this computer. I can set it up. I can send it to myself.
It was a throwaway meme. It's not that funny.
It was a throwaway meme, but hey, fuck it. Tucson wants to know, does your dick have to be hard to shoot heroin into it?
Well, that depends on how big your dick is, sir.
So,
being hard.
For you, yes.
Full on. Full staffed, yes. Nah. It definitely helps when all the blood is in your dick. I mean, it's just common sense if you know anything about the workings of a penis. You know, when you get an erection, it's because blood has been pumped into there. And so when you get blood pumping into there, the veins pop out even more. So definitely makes it easier.
Again, an hour for some pure signal. All right, one second. I'm going to get Rope's throwaway meme just so you guys can see how much of an intellect our DMs are back and forth. This is how intellectual we get. Let me get this going for you guys. One second. We do have one more comment here by Diogenes, but let me get this meme going for you. For our friends.
I got the penis on screen just to distract the viewers.
Drop the dildo. You can see this is Opti the midwit. And
I was it was a commentary on his like shitty vocabulary and like how he's, I don't know. Now that I look at it again, it's even dumber.
That's the point. This is why it's great, because the part that I remember was your commentary, and it was something on the lines of, "Opti, you are getting very close to the left side of the bell curve," and then you drop this meme.
Okay, yeah. I should have actually swapped you and the guy from Goonies and made you on the left and made you dumber than the guy, but that's fine.
Hey, calling me a midwit hurt my soul anyway, so, you know, I thought we were friends.
All right, you're used to it. You're Mexican.
I know, dude.
What's a good Robert Breedlove impersonation?
You?
I don't have a good impersonation of him. I haven't listened to him enough.
Wait, Diogenes. I've been clean for 20 years. Now this episode convinced me to start.
Changing lives, baby. Changing lives.
Yo.
Rocket ship.
Rocket ship, get on board.
So what? Tucson, Discount drug sales for Bitcoin. Bitcoin for junkies. Let's go.
Rocket ship, get on board.
So what?
Big Doc Rope over here. Yeah. Also, he wants to know, I thought junkies had issues getting a boner.
Well, I mean, this is true, but there's this substance called methamphetamines, and it literally gives you, it's pretty fun when you have, you know, a female with you. You know what I mean? Otherwise, you're just going to take apart a bunch of shit and not remember why.
Oh my goodness. All right, we do have one more guest, person in the space. Shayu Gray, Bitcoin Tanzania. You got a question for our illustrious guest. Comments, two sats. Good, sir.
Yeah, hello, guys.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing wonderful.
Yeah. Hey, hello. Yeah. I'm from Tanzania. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yeah. I'm from Tanzania, trying to educate my fellow university student here about Bitcoin and digital currency, but I'm focused only on the Bitcoin after seeing that the Bitcoin is the only future money and not the shit coin. So I'm trying to share them ideas about the importance of Bitcoin. It's where I do studies in universities. My target is to reach about 10,000 university students to get them about the digital currency, especially in Bitcoin.
It's all. Dude, shouldn't you be like running from a lion right now? Nothing. Sorry.
This
is an educational show.
This is an educational show. All right. There is some questions on our space from you, Tanzania. Go. Hello, everyone. What is the best Bitcoin?
Yeah. The question is, is there a secure Bitcoin or wallet or that wallet apart from wallet of Satoshi? Because people are trying to tell me that if someone is not interested of using wallet of Satoshi, what is the best wallet to use?
Love
Zebra. Zebra.
ZBD, right? Is that what you're saying? Zebra?
Oh, yeah, ZBD. Sorry, I thought we were...
Well, you're getting, depends on what you're trying to do, bro. If you want people to get wallets on their phone, then I definitely have a bunch of recommendations. We have our friend Diogenes the Great on our YouTube saying Bitcoin Core. You can just download Bitcoin Core on a computer, laptop. You might have to prune that node depending, you know, on how much storage you have on your computer. But running down a bunch of wallets that I have on my phone right now, look, I will double check so I can give you every single wallet I have on my phone. I have Blue Wallet. I have Breeze Wallet. I have Pine Wallet. I have Moon Wallet. I have Phoenix Wallet. I have Green Wallet. And I just downloaded Wallet of Satoshi so that I can connect it to my Noster account. So those are the wallets that I use. I've also gotten, recommendations like Vake just said, Nunchuck and Blue Wallet. It depends what you want to do. There's a few Lightning wallets that I name, you know, Breeze Wallet, Moon Wallet, Phoenix Wallet, Nunchuck, I think also does Lightning. And then there's a few just like Bitcoin on-chain. I think a lot of us use Blue Wallet. Blue Wallet's pretty solid wallet, even though they are just sunsetting their Lightning. So I don't think you can actually create a Lightning wallet on Blue Wallet anymore. But then there's also on the desktop, again, you can download Bitcoin Core. I like Sparrow. You can also download Spectre. And then if you want hardware wallets, there's a Cold Card. Jade's actually been pretty cool because of the price point. If you just want to build one yourself, Seed Signer, I think you can get all the parts off the shelf still. So there's a lot of options, and it really just depends on who you're talking about. I'd recommend, especially considering your question over here, you said you're 23-year-old university student trying to educate your fellow university students about Bitcoin. So probably download one of the wallets on your mobile phone, if not all of them. So again, it's like Blue Wallet, That's for, you know, Bitcoin on chain. There's Breeze Wallet, Moon Wallet, Phoenix Wallet, Nunchuck, Pine, Green Wallet. Those are the wallets you should probably download, try for yourself, and then see which one you like the best, and then get all your friends on it.
Okay.
If you need me to run it down again, okay. I will.
Okay, I understand.
Actually, I'll comment on your post right here so you have them.
Okay. And the other question is, what the difference between blockchain and bank ledgers?
Blockchain and bank ledgers?
Yeah.
Blockchain is just a slow database that there's only one use case for the blockchain, which is Bitcoin. And a bank ledger, Bitcoin is just a ledger.
Wow, Opti, you're such a toxic, closed-minded maximalist.
Answer the question, Wine.
No. Listen to episode number 1 through 50 where we were educating people.
No, Malaka.
All right. It's pretty cool we have somebody from Tanzania here, but we're literally creating a new episode.
All right. Okay. All right. Bro. Hey, Tanzania, Bitcoin Tanzania.
From Tanzania to Alabama, we've got the whole world covered here.
All right, I got one last question, and we'll roll this out because we've already been going on for about an hour.
Hold on. Diogenes said, "Do I still hook up with skinny addicts?" Any rug asked, "Is roast? I haven't hooked up with my baby mama in years, so no."
Oh my god! Yo, that was savage. That was absolutely.
God forgive me. I shouldn't have said that. That was my bad.
Yo, bro, you're a savage, bro. Oh my goodness! Holy shit! Wow, that was next level,
dude. What did you have for dinner? Are we doing that still?
Oh, I could do it. Yeah. Wait, I guess we do have. We didn't have
favorite
polls.
Meme.
We didn't have polls, but here.
That was delicious. What did Hugh have for dinner?
You. This is the best fucking segment of all time.
I love the Taco Dell logo that you snuck. Yeah, Taco Dell. Yeah, that was good.
Okay, so what did you have for dinner, Rope?
I'm about to go in there and cook up a couple of eggs before I go to bed. I haven't eaten yet. Wow. I keep it real basic. Yeah, I cut my expenses out.
How do you cook these eggs?
Typically, I just do like 3 or 4 scrambled and call it a night.
You're literally one meal a day.
Eggs like a fortune these days?
Yeah, but that's all I eat. I mean, they've gone down a little bit. Where I'm at, but that's like all I eat. I mean, me and my little girl like eat out a little bit on the weekends. But yeah, I eat oatmeal and eggs. Like I don't, bro. Wow. I work 2 jobs. I'm not trying to come home.
Prices are too damn high,
dude. Soft flex.
Yeah, a little bit, I guess. Not really.
Soft flex. Did you have ramen this week?
I did have ramen at some point this week, yes. I'm not going to lie.
Never change.
As God is my witness, I cannot lie. But you know what, Wine? I was going to eat some ground beef tonight, but...
Classic.
I got out of the gym, I was taking a shower, and I'm like, what am I going to eat for dinner? Like, I think I'm going to make some patties. And then I thought, wait, it is Wednesday. Wine's going to make fun of me if I eat some patties again. So I ended up going to a really mediocre Mediterranean all-you-can-eat buffet. Would not recommend it. I am pleasantly full, but it was a little bland to be completely 100 with y'all. Marty's like, oh, yes, we only eat one meal a day.
Yeah, typically, I mean, I might have like some smaller snacks, but as far as meals, I try to just get one a day.
Diogenes wants to tell you, you're not living until you add the eggs to the oatmeal.
Ooh, bro, no, see, like, I do eggs with hot sauce, and then, but I do, my oatmeal's got to be, like, maple and brown sugar with a little bit of butter in there, so it's, like, a sweet mixed with a spicy, like, I can't, I'll mix, like, fentanyl and methamphetamines all day, but don't ask me to do the eggs and oatmeal, please, please, please.
What about the fried egg on the burger?
I don't hate it, but I'm not a fan. Like, I'll eat it. But it's not something that I go to specially order.
Also,
yeah, put a fried egg on anything. I eat that shit.
Tuna oatmeal chicken spice. Diogenes is a fuck. Like, I thought I was bad. Like, what in the fuck?
20-year-old ex addict confirm. Okay, last question. Last question for the night. Vague wants to know, what's your last meal before your execution?
Pussy.
Tilapia.
Right, I'll take whatever. Yeah, no. last meal, like, I love a good steak. Like, who doesn't in this fucking space? It's kind of like a generic answer. Good steak.
Gonna say ribeye or barbecue.
But if it can be like anything from any person, it would be probably something from like my mom's kitchen. My mom cooks dope southern food. Yeah, like some pork chops, maybe some turnip greens, some mashed potatoes, maybe some green onion on the side. You know what I mean? Cornbread.
Honestly, you're making me feel nostalgic. My last meal would also be something my mother cooked.
But you know, mom's always hold it down.
Be Mexican, though. Yours is southern. Yeah. Mine would be Mexican. You know?
Bro, I love some chorizo. Bro, yeah, I love chorizo.
Yeah, chorizo. Shut the
fuck up. Set myself up for that one.
All right. Well, before you guys leave tonight, or maybe do it tomorrow, drink a Celsius and call your mother. But this is for sure the last question. Marty Isawa wants to know, if you wanted one girl as your sister, who would it be?
Oof. God. Anna de Armas.
Oh, my God. I fucking love Anna de Armas.
That bitch is disgustingly, bro. That bitch is so fine, it's gross. Like, it don't even make any sense how fucking hot she is. Like, Anna, it's crazy.
She is honestly, I like, bro, I knew you were a man of culture. she is definitely my celebrity crush as well. Wow. Speaking of, I just watched this movie the other night. It was Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas, and Ben Affleck was just like the biggest cuck simp in it, and he was like killing motherfuckers for her. And then by the end, she was like hyped about it, and all I can say is, Anna!
What's the name of the movie? I need to watch this.
It's called like Deep Water or something.
Okay. I thought you were about to say Deep Throat.
You do see some titties in there, bro, and she got some titty fat. I'll just leave it at that.
She got the heavies,
bro. She's got some udders, dog. Like, no joke. She did look down. She did look good in James Bond. She also looked very good in Blade Runner.
Blade Runner, yeah, bro. You know you got to be bad if they cast you to play Marilyn Monroe. You know what I mean?
Dude, Ana de Armas is by far.
Bro, she's. All right, enough of this.
No sim power. Yeah, no sim power. Yeah, no sim power. Okay. All right. Anyways, everyone on the stream, all 11 of you guys are going to go out tonight and Google Ana de Armas and, you know, spurt out a little one for the boys.
And you're going to tweet misogynistic things to her to hope that you'll have a chance with her in the afterlife.
Yeah, no, micro-dosing misogyny to Ana de Armas. This is the signal.
I'm literally tonight. On Instagram right now trying to find her. How do you spell this?
Ana, I might have double N's.
Don't ask Opti. No, it's A-N-A-A-N-A.
Hold on. Let's just put her on the stream for everyone so everyone gets a reference.
All right, here we go with this simpery.
Dude, let's simp. Simp Anna.
ANADEARMAS. I found her. Okay.
Anna.
Damn, 9.6 million followers on Instagram.
Oh, Anna. Where's the most slutty picture ever?
Is she an actress?
Yeah. Oh, she looked very slutty in this one. Oh, yeah.
I saw she one where she only had a fringe coat on. No.
She could get it. She could get it.
Bro, I would drink her bath water.
Dude, I would definitely eat her butthole.
Fuck boy.
Flip that.
Fuck boy.
Flip that. Fountain. Fountain clip. Boost that shit.
Alright. Yo, Anna. Oh, okay. I think. Oh, wait. I didn't even show you guys, Anna. Look at this.
Murderer's Row.
Dude, if you wouldn't do things to her, you...
Bro, even Fuck Baby would eat her ass. What you mean?
Yeah, what you mean? No. Anna! Alright, guys. Enough of the simpery for tonight. We'll just leave you with this. Oh, wait. You can't see the full screen. We're going to leave you with full screen, Anna. Sheesh. Shit, yeah, Diogenes caught it. Diogenes caught it. Wait, one for the homies? Wait, what? Would eat it till you get... what? What's typhus? Would eat
typhus. Till you...
Oh, typhus. I don't know what that is. Of course, Rope would know what that is. For the culture.
I don't know.
For the culture.
It's not spelled correctly, but I don't... typhus is like a skin disease, I think.
Dude, honestly...
All right.
I'd eat it after a gym sesh.
Bruh, I would demand her to have a gym sesh first.
And the most stank, the more stank, the better. All right, we're done.
Exactly.
500 thoughts tonight was very educational. All right, we love you guys. Thank you, Rope. This has been fun. It's always a nice refresher every Wednesday where we can come out and shoot the shit with friends, talk a lot of shit, have some fun. Reset. Wine, you want to get the last words in?
Yeah, next week, Wine Army, come out strong because I'm hosting. Shaving my beard. What?
Hold up. Pause. What? Are we not reading the tips with the mariachi band? Like, is that?
I don't think it works.
It doesn't work anymore.
ZBD.
Oh, my God.
Broken. Peaches.
Oh, my God.
We need you to talk.
If you're listening to this now, tweet at ZBD and say, you need to fix the transaction log because Bitcoin Kindergarten is broken.
Yeah, you're literally breaking our show. It's not the same without the ZBD tips. Come on. Peaches, do your job and talk to a man and get him to fix things.
All right, so next week, Wine's hosting, apparently.
Apparently, let's see how bad the show is,
dude. Wine Army, let's go. We're out in full force right now. Me and Al.
Also, Diogenes wants to say, "Well, if all of you come with pink eye next episode, we know what happened." Yes. If you don't come with pink eye, then you really aren't about the culture. All right. Bro. Also, good show. More Rope episodes. So Rope, the people want you back. We'll get you back whenever we can. Whenever he's not working his slave jobs, his fiat mining jobs. Rope, what do you want the people to know that you're working on? Where should they find you? Are you still a meme influencer? What's going on?
Are we going to get another Reaper meme?
Are we going to get some Reaper memes?
Bro, let's just cut the expectations down a little bit, okay? Let's just
can't
turn it down
twice, huh?
Bro, I've had some bangers. More bangers are coming, but you know, everybody moved to Noster, so I only get like half the likes now. It's weird. It's fine. At Rope, I am indeed. It's okay. It's fine. It just needs a lot of work, but it could be great. I think so. Oh yeah, just at Ropium. Catch me on there, making memes, inappropriate jokes, shit like that. Not really working on much right now.
Just building. Did you get your Ropium account back when Elon Musk came back?
Shortly after, yeah. It was maybe like a month after he said the amnesty thing was in. But I got banned for a super gay reason anyway. Like it was, so I just kept spamming the, you know, appeal and just kept on. And so about after a month, when he finally tweeted, like, all right, everybody's going to get an amnesty. You're going to get all the banned accounts are going to come back. Like a month after that, I got mine back. So I don't know if it was because of that or because literally all I did was tell BitBoy Crypto. The exact words were, tell me you're a slut for money without telling me you're a slut for money. And somebody, it was like this, harmless. It's not even offensive.
BitBoy definitely reported your ass.
Bro, I was appealing, saying that's a compliment. I celebrate slut culture. I love sluts.
He's slut shaming me.
Yeah, like I'm not slut shaming. I'm encouraging to be more of a slut. It's great entertainment.
Dude, e-girl influencers unite.
Yeah. Elect Opti as head of the union.
Opti Lemon for head of the union. Let's go. Wait, Opti Lemon head of the e-girl union. Let's go. All right, bro. Well, we appreciate it. We love you, bro. We're keeping it in the family this episode. And we'll see what we got for you next week. Anyways, guys, we are out. I might shut down the space as well because your boy needs to sleep. Anyways, we love you. Peace out. I'll see you next week. We'll figure out what to do next week. So you know, already know that things are going to go down. And,
bye.
Bye, 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 bye,
bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye.
There's a delay.
I think it's
12 seconds, so I'm going to
love you guys.
Bye, 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 bye.